A person who drank a rebius of wine should not daven shmoneh esrei till the wine wears off. Yeah. Even if he loses out the entire tefillah, if he's inebriated, he cannot daven. If it's just because he drank a rebius wine and he's alright, then if he loses tefillah, then he can't daven. Shasa Yosef, Yochel would daven for a melech, he starts to daven more than rebius. If he drank more than rebius, he daven. So if he's still in a position that has control of what he's saying, he'd be in front of the speak coherently, in a sense, then his tefillah would be ever, is a shmoneh esrei. Hey, Yochel would daven for a melech, and his spouse will also say, Eivor. Last of his spouse, Yosef gets to the point that he cannot speak in front of a king, then even with the evidence, tefillah is an abomination. It's a zilzul HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such a fashion. Obviously, a person who drank that much is not able to pass it on himself. Or someone else to tell him. Yeah. In respect of Kriya Shema, Ramos says, yeah, if a person was drunk and because of that he did not daven the entire Zman of Kriya Shema, at the Zman of Tefillah, considered a shogeg and can make it up. By Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema, Ramos says, have the same thing as Tefillah. The other brachas one can make even though he's drunk. So a person is drunk, let's say on Purim, even though he doesn't have control of what he's saying, as long as he knows more or less what's going on, he can still bench.
Yeah.
If he could wait a little bit till things calm down, that's better, but on Purim it's not going to be better, rely on that.